Harvest Sunday, very autumnal outside, and today is our opportunity to give thanks to God for his practical provision to us in all sorts of different ways from the natural world. And you'll see this lovely display around about me, which will grow a bit later on in the service as you add different things to it. And then just at the close of the service, we're going to pick different things out of it for which we'd like to say thank you. But more about that later on. We're all in together this morning. Creche room will be available, but parents, you would need to take your children out there if you would usually make use of the creche. Bible time is at 6 p.m. tonight. If you've signed up for that, looking forward to welcoming you. If you haven't signed up but would like to come, it's still not too late, and I'll be happy to see you at 6 o'clock this evening. And that will last for a maximum of 90 minutes. Tonight we're looking at John's Gospel. Light Party is coming up soon, and if you haven't registered for it, you need to do so. Do we still need helpers, Ruth? We're okay. Goodness me. Well, then make sure that you do sign up for your children to come along to it. And there's one other thing I need to tell you about, and I'm looking forward to doing this because it allows me to say a really silly word several times in church. It's the word I get to say is wobstacle, which just really amuses me for some reason. The word. Does anybody know what the wobstacle course is? You do. What is it? An obstacle course on water. Here's the notice, but I'll get to say the word as many times as I can. All children in year six and above, so that's Ignite, Boys Brigade, Girls Brigade, are invited to a wobstacle social at North Cross Swimming Pool on Saturday the 19th of October at 7:45 p.m. Confirmation and consent forms need to be completed and returned before the evening, and you can ask Kim Babb about that this morning. So the wobstacle course. Don't miss it, will you? Let's listen to these very ancient words. This was spoken at a time when God's people had been doing something really hard together. And suddenly it had all kind of come right. The city had been in ruins, they'd rebuilt it between them, and they decided it was time to thank God. Listen to these words. Blessed be your glorious name. May it be exalted above all blessing and praise. You alone are the Lord. You made the heavens, even the highest heavens, and all their starry host, the earth and all that is on it, the seas and all that is in them. You give life to everything, and the multitudes of heaven worship you. I'm going to stand up as we sing together. David, thank you. Let's stand to sing. sit down as we pray together. Father, for the fields and all that is grown in them, for the food we eat, for our daily provision which comes to us from your hand, for all of these things, so often unnoticed, we give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, last Sunday morning, I was at a harvest service rather different to this one. It was in the showground at the Berkshire Show, and we got it in just before the rain came, which was a great relief, I have to say. And I came across this prayer on that occasion. We're going to use it together, so if we can bring that up on the screen, Phil. So, let me get this the right way round. So, we'll all say together the words in the pale type, but then I'll say the words in the bold type. Does that make sense? So, we'll all say together the bit at the top, and then I'll do the bit below that. So, let's use this special version of the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, through our love of the countryside, through our care for animals, through our respect for property, hallowed be thy name. On our farms and in our homes, in our training colleges and schools, where machinery is made and policy is planned. Thy kingdom come by seeking your guidance, by keeping your commandments, by living true to our consciences. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, for the millions who live in poverty and hunger, for our own needs and the needs of our neighbours, by cooperation, sympathy and generosity. Give us this day our daily bread. Because we have broken your commandments, doing what we ought not to do and neglecting what we ought to do, forgive us our trespasses. If any have injured us by injustice, double dealing or exploitation, may we forgive those who trespass against us. When we consider doing to others what we would dislike done to us, when prosperity lulls us into false security, or adversity prompts us to despair, when prosperity makes us boastful, or failure makes us bitter, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. In the assurance of faith, in the confidence of hope, in the will to survive, help us, Lord, to love Christ as Lord, and our neighbours as ourselves. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
Morning. Please do stand as we carry on worshipping.
Do sit down just for a minute and then we're going to sing again. But Phil, let's see this slide, shall we, on the screen behind me. Now, I probably shouldn't admit to this, but I'm sure some of you find your mind wandering during a Sunday morning service. You don't have to identify yourselves, but if you do, then I'm going to give you somewhere for it to wander to. All right? Between now and a little bit later on in the service, if your mind is wandering, let it wander around the number of different words you could make from those letters. Okay, so if you're the kind of person who finds you're thinking about, you know, what's for lunch or what you're going to do tomorrow afternoon, instead of that, think about those letters. What could you make out of those? Because a little bit later on, we're going to have a go with that and see what you've come up in the meantime. So there we are. There's your little thing to ponder on. Now back to Dave. Thank you.
Great. Since you just sat down, could you all stand up again? We're going to carry on singing together.
Make it desert to live again. come and worship him. He's the Prince of Life. He will cleanse us in his river of love. He is wonderful. He is glorious. Clothed in righteousness. Full of tenderness. Come and worship him. He's the Prince of Life. He will cleanse us in his river of love.
May now sit down. I promise you. Well, only for a second, because you'll have to get up and bring something to the front in a minute. Now, this is all looking gorgeous, but it's not really looking full just yet, I don't think. And I'm hoping lots of you brought different things with you to add to our display here. Can we have one or two of the flower team to help just to distribute them, make sure they don't ruin the display? Wonderful. So if you've got something with you, and all of these gifts are going to go to West Barks Food Bank, I can ask you to bring it up at this point, please, as the band carry on playing. Let's do that. Is going to come out and pray for us. Thank you, Rowena.
All good gifts around us are sent from heaven above. Oh, thank the Lord. Oh, thank the Lord for all his love. We do thank you, dear Lord, for this harvest time, for your wonderful provision for us and this opportunity to give to others through the work of the food bank. We thank you and pray for all those who help at the food bank, those who use them, for the shops who provide containers for donations. And we pray for all who find life difficult in our communities and here at NBC, those who are unwell, awaiting tests, medical procedures, those concerned about their jobs and futures. Thank you, Lord, that you hear our prayers. Amen.
Now, this is the bit where it gets a bit interactive. Hidden under the seat somewhere in here are those seven letters on the screen behind me. So on a little shelf in front of you, there might be a bright yellow letter. If there is, please bring it up to me and then stay here with me, or persuade someone else to bring it up and stay with me. I can see a bit of persuasion. Come on, up you come. Brilliant. Okay. Oh, that's brilliant. There's another one. Can you stand on the edge here? Look, and we'll see what we can spell with it all. There are more letters. Oh, look, and a teacher gets one. Okay, yeah. Any more? Have we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5? There should be another 2 hidden somewhere. They're all there. James and I counted them. Right at the back. They could be in the back bit as well. Yeah, you stay up here. Look, we'll see what we can spell with these letters in a minute. There should be... What are we missing? We're missing a V and we're missing an E. Have a look. They are out there. I promise you. There's the V. Have a look for the E. It is out there somewhere. It could be in one of these empty rows here. Just check. It is there somewhere, I promise. Or this just ruins my anagrams, you know? You have no consideration, you people. You really don't. Let's have a look. See. Where's the E gone? Have a good look. I promise you. Hey! Brilliant. Bring it out. That's fabulous. Okay. If you can all get up onto that top step for me, and then we'll see if we can play around with these letters a little bit. You're going to bring it up here for me, look. You're going to come up here, look. Now, they're all messed up at the moment. Now, what I'm going to ask you to do, can you put your letters down the step in a minute, and I'm going to give them back to you in a minute, and we'll see what we can spell with these letters, and then I'm going to see what you've all been coming up with whilst you were supposed to be worshipping. Anyway, let's have a look. So obviously, from harvest, we can spell harvest. We could also do, let me hand some of these back. So if you stand back up, we could think about the things that we... have, hide them up, obviously, we could think about that, couldn't we? Or we could even think about the things that we save, the crops that we put away, and we don't use them straight away, we use them another time. I suppose we could think, put them down again, there we are, we could think about what we eat, or we could think about what everybody, hang on, eats. Or we could think, put them down again, we could think about some people who sadly, where am I going with this? Who's going to hold that one? Here, here's another for you. Sadly, that's true. Some people starve. Or we're going to do one more, put them down again, and then we'll see what other people have come up with. So we're going to give you back the S. Going to give you that. 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 Oh, we could think about how, we, all from that same word. Now, what else did you come up with? I'm not going to run up and down respelling it, but what other things do we have? Yeah. Heart. Heart. Brilliant. Okay. Anything else? Yeah. Star. Vest. Excellent. What did you come up with? East. East. Yeah. Rest. I'd never seen that one before. Yeah. Any others? Yeah. Hair, okay, hair as in long ears, yeah, okay, yeah. Shave. Yeah. Rave. Sorry? Rave. Oh, there's our little raver at the back there, yeah, okay. Or raves, indeed, we could have, you know, the plural, yeah, anything else? Yeah. Vet, or we could have lots of vets, yeah, very good. Any others? Sorry? Seat. Seat, absolutely, yes. Or sat on your seat, yeah. Sorry? Earth. Oh, why did I miss that one? Yeah, any others? Yeah. Fast. Is it vast, as in vast, wide open field, yes. Trash. It's a dangerous exercise, this, because I had no idea where it's going to go. Any others? Was there one over here? Rats. Oh, well, there we are. Excellent. Now, what I'm going to ask you guys to do, Keris, can you help? We're going to make a little workshop over there, because these letters do look a bit dull at the moment. I'm going to want you to bring them back later on. So let's put these over here. We'll make a little workstation down the floor over here. And a bit later on, I'm going to ask you for these to be looking a little bit more spectacular than they are now. Would that be all right? If you want to go and decorate those up for us, and anybody else who wants to help, please do. That would be fabulous. Because in a few minutes, I'm going to ask you to bring those back and add them to the display. Hey?
He.
He. That was another one. He. Very good. Okay. So I'll leave you guys to work, and Shirley's going to come and read Psalm 8 to us, and then we'll have a little think about that together.
Psalm 8. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens. From the lips of children and infants, you have ordained praise because of your enemies to silence the foe and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, what is man that you are mindful of him, the son of man that you care for him? You made him a little lower than the heavenly beings and crowned him with glory and honor. You made him ruler over the works of your hands. You put everything under his feet, all flocks and herds and the beasts of the field, the birds of the air and the fish of the sea, all that swim in the paths of the sea. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Amen.
Okay. Thank you, Shirley. There's been an awful lot of anger about this week, hasn't there? A lot of anger in Parliament from MPs. A lot of anger outside Parliament at the ways that MPs were behaving, expressed by the bishops, and I would have to say that I completely concur with them. There's been seething anger, if you saw her address to the United Nations, from Greta Thunberg. There's been quite a lot of quiet anger from other people directed towards her. We seem to be in a moment where we're confused and angry and upset and don't really know what matters or how to express it. One of the most disturbing images for me from this week is the one that Phil's going to show you now on the screen. I find that really disturbing. In case you can't see at the back, I'll describe it. It's Greta Thunberg depicted like an Orthodox icon with a halo around her head, and it says, "Our house is on fire." I find it disturbing because it reflects a confusion about salvation and what is sacred and about the earth which is temporary and salvation which is forever, and it seems to say that secular saviours who seem accessible are more appealing than an eternal saviour who maybe doesn't seem accessible. There's all sorts of things swirling around there. So there's been the anger and there's been the debate and there's been the crowds, millions of them. And against all of that noise and anger and disagreement, thank you, Phil, by the way, back in comes the voice of David in the psalm that was just read to us. When I consider your heavens. We're not ever so good at considering. It's not something we excel at. And it's partly because of the pace of life. You know, we can exchange messages in milliseconds. We can expect our parcels the same day if we pay enough for it. If you're really that sad, you can track how many minutes your pizza is away from your house when you've ordered it. Pausing to consider just isn't something that we're good at. Most of you know that 2 or 3 weeks ago now, I was in Jerusalem, which some Christians would regard as the holiest place on earth. When I was there, I went to the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, which some people would regard as the most holy place in that holy city. When I was there, I went into the Chapel of Golgotha, where the rock is, which may or may not have been the point where Jesus' cross once stood. The chapel is divided between Greek Orthodox on one side and Roman Catholic on the other. And there's a little bit where you can shuffle through, if you want to, on your knees, on a little glass corridor. And when you get to the point, you can touch that rock. I wasn't shocked by that. What I was shocked by was the people who did that and then whipped out their phone to get the picture. We're not actually that good at contemplating or considering or staying in the moment. And what is it that David's considering here? You know, given that he's got all sorts of other stuff to think about, like kingdoms and battles to be won and succession to think about, what is it that's going through his mind at this point? Well, says in the psalm, when I consider your heavens, the work of your fingertips, the moon and the stars which you have set in place. The earth is God's gift to us. In Genesis, he hands it over and signs it off. He says to Adam and Eve, now you go look after it. You go forth and be fruitful. In Job, he spends a lot of time, frankly, showing off about it and saying, have you seen these creatures I've made? Have you seen the weather patterns that I've made? Have you seen the mountains and the forest and all that is there in all of creation? In Colossians, he says, look, Jesus was there at the moment when I made it. In him and through him and for him, the whole thing was made. God loves the world, the created order, and he expects us to love it too. Let me be very clear about this, especially in the light of what's gone on over the past 2 weeks. As Christians, we cherish the earth not because it is dying, but because it is his living gift to us. We cherish it because he gave it to us. And that has always been true and has not just floated to the surface now. That has always been the case. So actually, never mind shuffling on your knees to touch a stone where his cross may or may not once possibly have stood. God has touched every place on the earth. Every place where the soles of your feet will walk from now until your dying day is a holy place. Every place where you set the soles of your feet bears his handiwork. The whole earth is sacred because it bears his fingerprints. And in that sense, no one place is holier than any other, because all of it is suffused with his presence. So to value it and to esteem it and to treasure it and to steward it is our bounden duty to our sovereign creator. And nothing is new about that. That has always been true. You know, I've been in several churches now over many years of ministry, and in every one of them I've been a staunch defender of keeping a harvest festival service in the church's calendar. It's much easier here where we're very close to farming country. Wasn't quite so easy in West London. But I still do it because I think it's really important to be reminded at least once a year that the earth is God's gift to us. It's really important to be reminded that with that gift come stewardship responsibilities, where we have to look after the earth, to husband the earth as well as we possibly can. David says, you made them, that's us, people, rulers over the works of your hands. You put everything under their feet, all flocks and herds and all the animals of the wild, the birds in the sky and the fish in the sea. Today, even if on no other day in the church's calendar, we restate that truth. Seems ironic, doesn't it, that quite apart from all the funny things you came up with, from the word harvest, we can make both the words eat and starve. Seems ironic that they're both wrapped up in that, but that's where the whole stewardship thing comes in. As those entrusted with the earth, God leaves us to decide how we will distribute its bounty. And if you've got that psalm in front of you, I'm afraid we have a real problem with the last verse of it. O Lord, our Lord, David says, how majestic is your name in all the earth. That verse isn't actually true. There's plenty of places where God's name is not majestic, it's mud. Plenty of places around the world where the name of God is associated with oppression and environmental vandalism of the worst sort. So sadly, not doing so well on that verse. And on other occasions and in other forums, we really ought to talk more about that. But today, with that psalm in our heads, as David has said, Lord, how majestic, look at what you have done today. Please, can I ask simply that we recognize his majesty, that we recognize it. Today, let your worship continue long after this service is over. Let it continue when you look at a green leaf turning to gold and finally turning to red. Let your worship continue, and I think you'll get a lot of chance to do this later on. When you see the vastness of the whole sky reflected in a raindrop running down your window. Let us at least make sure that insofar as it depends upon us, his name is majestic in all the earth. Now I can see the workshop going on down there, but you've only got the rest of the next hymn to finish off, all right? And then we're going to need you to bring them back. In a moment, we're going to sing together For the Beauty of the Earth. And at the end of that, I'm going to ask you to bring those letters back and we'll put them along the front here so it spells the word as it should. All right? Now, there's one other thing I want the rest of you to do while we're singing it. Just just before the close of the service, I'm going to ask you, anybody who would like to come up here and pick out something that you love and thank God for it. So it might be that you... I'm going to try very hard not to tread on your carrots, I promise. Just yelp if I do, all right? You know, it might be you want to say, dear God, I love the shape of this because it's so quirky. Amen. All right? Doesn't have to be big, deep, profound. But have a think during the next hymn, because just before the end of the service, anybody you would like to, doesn't matter how old or young, I'm going to invite you to come up here, pick out one thing and say, dear God, thank you for making it. I've chosen mine already. You think what you'd like to choose. And a bit later on, just before we close, we'll share the microphone around. If there's something you'd like to give thanks for, then you can do it. Look out, Keris, I'm coming back. Let's stand up and sing together, shall we, for the beauty of the earth. Do please sit down. I hope you've been thinking what you're going to say thank you for. Not quite ready for that yet, but it is coming. Let's get these letters back up here, please. And you've got to get them in the right order. Go on, it's over to you. Let's stand them up along here, shall we? Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah, lean them against the step because then they can't get knocked over. Yeah, okay. Someone must have the H. Who's got the H? Yeah, brilliant. You start us off then. How are we doing? Have we got the A? Are the A's coming in? Look, mind your leg, look. Here's the A coming in. Brilliant. H-A-R-V. Where's the E? We're missing the E. Slot the E in. Fabulous. Right, stand back then so everyone can see it. Brilliant. Thank you very much indeed. Thank you. They look so dull on my dining room table when I painted them, and now they've come to life. So thank you very much. So keep thinking about that thing you can say thank you for. Neil, though, is going to come and have a little word with us just now.
Morning, everyone. So building development. Back in May, we had a couple of gift days, and pledges were made. And this is the time whenever the chickens come home to roost, where I'm now going to start collecting the pledges that were made. So I've already been handing out letters to people. I've got more here. So if you haven't had a letter, if it's relevant to you, please come and grab me and give it to you. The letter gives you details as to the bank account to pay the money into. I'd hope to get these letters out sooner, but it's been a complete pain setting up a bank account, but we now have it. And the one thing to say, two things to say about the letter. I realised as I was handing it out that actually I've written the letter completely from a pay it electronically. Of course I take cash and of course I take cheques. Any way you want to give me the money is no problem at all. And also it's written as if the 1st of October is the date. As I say, I'd hoped to get this out a couple of weeks ago. 1st of October is a fluid date. Next few weeks, it'll be fine, no problem at all. Okay, any questions, come and grab me. And I've also got blank letters if any of you didn't make a pledge but would like to contribute with all the account details so you can pledge and join in. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. So find Neil afterwards or he'll find you. Now, who's got something they'd like to say? I've chosen my thing. Anybody else got anything? And come up and join me and we'll just say thank you to God for a few different things. Grown up or child, doesn't matter. Who's going to come and join me? Oh, don't make me be all my own. I'll be so... Oh, look. Fabulous. What do you want to pick out first? Hey? What do you want to pick out? Oh, there's somebody else coming behind you as well. Go on, and you start us off. Go on. Thank you. Actually, let's let this little crowd build up, and then we'll pass it round. Fabulous. Okay.
I just this morning, as we were choosing what to bring, I was drawn to the oil, and it just reminded me of the Holy Spirit in us and that we keep it burning to the return of the Lord. So I want to thank the Lord for the oil that he gives us, and it's food for us as well, but it also reminds us of his Spirit in us.
Oh, thank you.
Amen.
Thank you. Yeah, what have you got?
Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the people who do the cleaning for us. Amen.
Amen. You've got some cleaning fluid there, yeah.
Dear Lord, thank you for the washing up liquid so that we can eat and not have to worry because we've not got germs on our plates and cutlery.
Okay.
Thank you, Lord, for washing up liquid because it stops germs from spreading even if the plates are covered in germs, it will always clean them.
Okay, amen, yeah.
Dear God, thank you for this cereal. Amen.
Amen. Anybody else? Oh, you've got something now. Maybe.
Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for fruit and vegetables to keep us healthy. In your name, amen.
Amen. Anybody else got one? Has anybody else got one? Yeah.
I just wanted to thank you for the book you wrote recently. A colleague of yours stood up a few weeks ago and said, read it, you will be blessed. And I read it and I was blessed.
Well,
so thank you to you and thank you to
bless
God
you.
For that.
Thank you. Any others? Any others? Is that... Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we've got all the produce of the harvest really from the arable side, but it's just to also remember the livestock farmers and especially the dairy farmers who work 365 days a year, 24, sometimes 24 hours a day with sick cattle to bring the milk to our tables.
Thank you. Anybody else? And I'm not going to try and tread over there. I'll come up to here. And I just want to say, dear God, thank you for sunflowers because they remind me of someone. We're going to sing together. We're going to sing Creation Sings the Father's Song. Let's stand up and do that together.
Wake up.
And now we ask that the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit might be upon us all and all God's children throughout the whole world. Amen.